Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com, .com. It's your latest podcast, better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.
All right, welcome to Blister 57 Podcast, episode 13. We have Bryce, Mike, and Bo. How you going, guys?
G'day. Yeah, good.
That's the way. Excellento.
Great stuff. We've got a special guest, Mike. He's a guest. He's the first time on the podcast. Welcome, Mike.
How you going, guys?
I'm going good, Mike. Mike does some music. Explain what you do, Mike.
I started just fucking around rapping at school when I was in boarding school because we had nothing to do.
Okay.
And then just recently I started doing it again just as a hobby. I don't take it serious, but yep. Yeah, you heard it.
Yep. Cool, man.
That's a fucking sweet intro.
Mm. You don't mind it? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's pretty cool. It's pretty
it's good.
All
yeah.
Thumbs up on the panel.
Cheers.
10 out of 10. What sort of stuff do you get into, Mike, music-wise, mate?
Music-wise, I'm into a lot of stuff, but one of my mates up here, in Brisbane, Australia. He's also an MC as well. He just started, you know, becoming more of a serious rapper, I guess, in Aussie hip hop.
All right, cool.
And he's his MC name's MC12. So he's kind of got me back into a fair bit of the Aussie hip hop and like rap music here and there.
Yep.
But I listen to all types of music, like a lot of local rock and like kind of what Bo listens to as well, like a bit of dance music and shit.
All
right. Yeah, me and my techno trance, fire trance.
Yep.
Boof, 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 boof.
Yeah, a little bit, not as much.
Sorry, can't help it.
What sort of Aussie hip hop stuff do you get into, Mike? Sort of artist wise, mate.
This year, I was able to see the Funkors come up to Brisbane. That was a pretty mad show.
All right.
So I saw them. There's a dude called Fraze. He was on before the Funkors.
Yeah, I know him.
So he wasn't too bad either. But yeah, I listen to Hilltop Hoods a fair bit when
good.
I can.
Yep.
So just stuff like that, and then there's other. I guess other Aussie bands, which is like, what's the other one? Like Butterfingers.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of, more rap and, no, more rock and rap as well. But yeah, everything, man. Everything.
Cool. All right. Do you guys want to ask Mike any questions? You want to ask any questions at all? Any sort of random questions?
Do you make the beats yourself?
I don't actually. I went on the net originally and tried to find some free instrumentals.
Absolutely.
There was some weird, I think, Russian, like, rap forum or some shit. And they had all these free MP3 beats. And I downloaded those, which was all right. And just recently I've had a look for some more instrumentals just on, I guess, the main popular torrent websites here and there. So, no, I don't actually use my own beats. I've just, it's really basic. Like, I'm talking to you guys through my Logitech webcam. It's got a mic on board. It's like a USB mic built into it.
Oh, yeah.
So all I do is I get like a copy of Audacity on Windows 7 and just put a beat down and you can just drag and drop it in and then select your webcam as the microphone and just click record.
Cool.
Go from there.
Good stuff. Very
awesome.
Good.
Easy.
And how long have you been doing this for, Mike?
I guess when I was back in high school I did it a bit more serious, but I stopped for ages, so I've only been doing it for a couple of months.
Right.
Yeah. I've got a question.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Do they have, you know, like on movies on Eminem where they went to a club and they had like a rap off. Do they have that here in Brisbane?
Yeah, my mate Lachlan, that 1-2 guy.
Yeah.
Who I think you've met. Yeah, we had this housewarming we had Bo's birthday party up here.
Oh,
yeah. I won't bring up the accidental breakage of his iPhone. But we were like, me and my mate 1-2, we were like rapping downstairs pretty drunk and started like waving our hands around and Bo's recording it. I accidentally knocked it out of his hand. But my mate 1-2, he told me there's a bit of an underground kind of scene up here, like people go and actually rap battle and stuff. I haven't actually been to one, but I'd be curious to check it out.
Yeah, that was my next question. Yeah, no, that'd be worth sussing it out. Get the video camera.
Yeah, so probably like Eminem, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Mike, can we get a sample off you at all, mate?
Yeah.
Of your rapping skills?
All right, well, what do you want to pick a subject and I'll try to rap about it?
Tech.
Tech.
So let's make it iPhone. Let's make an iPhone. I'm an iPhone.
An iPhone rap.
Yeah, an iPhone rap.
All right, I'll try my best. I confess that I was cursed with the worst. I had the worst luck with Apple products. I smirk. Even though I can't get the cash, I just jerk. I got a secondhand iPhone and it started to break. So I resold it on eBay. I got totally scammed and I can't complain. I love the apps, but I can't afford the games. Something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was good.
That's cool, man. That's good.
It's better than my attempt to do one of technology. That was pretty funny.
How did you make one? Sweet.
Yeah, oh well, I did it live. I couldn't think of shit to say.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you got to think of one word that rhymes, then spit a whole bunch of random shit in the middle, and then think of the next word. Exactly. And try to make sense.
Yeah, that's soft.
Mark, do you have an iPhone, Mike?
Yeah, I had an iPhone, I think, back in 2004. Oh, imported a 2G, one of the first over here to get one. Because I had a friend in America.
Yep. And you don't have one now at the moment?
No, I've gone through a 2G, and I had a 3G for a little while. Mm. I had to sell that because it broke, but no iPhone now.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, I was going to recommend an application to you guys to record videos if you've already got a 2G, 2G or 3G. To go and buy to get this application called iVideo camera. I just did a review on the YouTube this morning about it, and it's pretty cool. It's good to use, and
that's something.
There's more updates to come soon. There is more.
Yeah,
updates.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Yeah. That was released by Apple, correct?
No, that was released by a couple of guys by the name of Lab.
So they developed the ability to record video. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Okay, so that application was never released by Apple?
I don't think it was, no. I may be wrong, but I don't
think
it was.
And yet they're allowing that on the App Store, yep. Even though they never intended for the iPhone 3G
yep.
to
well, record. They, well, if Apple didn't want it there, they wouldn't have put it there, so, you know.
That's interesting.
There's the link.
Because I thought when you originally told me, I thought that was an update or something.
No. This is... Yeah, I didn't even know about it until a couple of days ago. So they've put one out for the 3G users and the 2G users, so that's pretty cool. And as I said, there's an update. There's more updates to come
How much does the application cost?
$1.19.
$1.19, that's all right.
Mm. But it is worth it. And as I said, there is updates to come to make it more better, more of the frame rate, more better on that. And so, you know, it's going to be pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Bryce? Have you been getting many applications on your phone at all, mate?
No, not that many. I sort of slowed down, but, yeah. Has anybody heard the news of USB 3.0 is now sort of coming to mainstream? Lacey's just released a new, drive, which is USB 3.0. Pretty sweet. It should be...
What you're telling me is I'm going to have to go out and buy a new motherboard pretty soon.
I mean, I suppose they're going to have... PCI Express cards are going to support USB 3.0. You just have to add them in.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be the case. And then, which is pretty good because then you just go out and buy like a $50 card, add it in there, and you've got the option, which is pretty nice. They reckon it has a speed of 275 megabytes a second.
Shit.
That's all right.
Which is pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much FireWire, isn't it?
I think that's faster, yeah. And it's, also...
400 times faster than USB 2, apparently.
Nice.
Yeah, something like that.
And Intel's Core i3, or mobile Core i3, and mobile Core i5 are coming in January 7, which is going to be 32 nanometer, which is going to use a lot less power and obviously going to have going to be a lot better. Also, Blu-ray 3D specifications have been finalized, so you can now watch 3D off Blu-ray, which is going to be pretty sweet. It's going to still be full 1080p and everything, but it's going to be pretty sweet.
So when you say 3D, we're going to have 3D glasses, or the new technology 3D glasses was the weird glasses, but the TV supports 3D vision.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have the glasses, but it's going to be pretty sweet because it's going to be like full on, you know, it's going to look exactly the same as your Blu-ray now, so you're not going to lose any quality, but you're going to have it all in 3D.
Shit.
It's pretty nice.
That's all right. Wow.
And... there's also been a report on border security shooting a MacBook Pro.
Oh,
there's, what? There's actually pictures of I'll send the link. A border security guard shot this lady's MacBook Pro, and there's like full on bullet holes through the screen. It's pretty,
what?
Pretty sick.
What was that over? She used some sort of thought that she was a threat, wow. And it was her Mac,
I don't know.
Oh my god. Shit.
Shit, that's fucking crazy. God.
Oh, I bet she wasn't happy.
Nah.
Oh, I hope they replaced her with a brand new
one. I don't think they did.
Should I play the video, Bryce? Does the video here, just should I play it or not?
Oh, well, maybe it's explained in the video.
Yeah, do you want to play it or not?
I don't mind if you want to. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it a play. Here we go.
Insane, these holes.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Look at me, I've got an iMac that's transparent. Well, it has a transparent hole. Or a few holes.
Here we go, it's going to start in a minute. Here we go.
And then you get to the Israeli side, and they're like, hi, like, who are you? From the beginning, they were kind of pushing me. They asked me if I was Jewish, and I'm like, yeah, my family is partly Jewish. So they started quizzing me on the Jewish holidays, which I know nothing about. And I found it kind of funny, and I was smirking, and the girl was obviously kind of offended. And she also asked me why I would live in Egypt and not Israel. They put my things through their scanners. They said, okay, it's just going to be a little bit longer. You can go wait outside. There's this beautiful deck overlooking the Red Sea. So I'm out there, and like I know they have my computer, but I have no idea what they're doing with it or why. So I hear an announcement that we basically just like a passenger on suspicious belongings. There's going to be gunshots. And this guy comes out and introduces himself as the manager, and he's basically just like, I asked why, and he just said it was suspicious, and we have security concerns, and
I see. They took her laptop out because they thought she was a terrorist.
Oh, I was furious. I was yelling, cursing, crying. They said he used the word blown up, so when I see my laptop and it has three bullet holes in it, and it's not, it's still this, like, cohesive computer, I was actually, like, oh, like maybe something's okay. And it turned out my hard drive hadn't been hit, so it was actually happy. The whole thing does not make a lot of sense to me. They hadn't asked me for the password. I had no like indication that there was anything suspicious about my computer. It's really interesting, and it's kind of symbolic of Israeli aggression. At the same time, there's so many other issues, and there's so many grievances that I'm kind of shocked that this has become such a big deal. I'm definitely going to keep that to my souvenir.
Well, that's pretty fucked up, I have to say. And I hope I hope she gets a new laptop out of it, which she will.
I doubt she will. No, she won't.
She won't? Why not?
Because the country...
What's that, Bo?
It's not their problem.
What's that, Bo?
The country wouldn't have given a shit. It's not their problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, but I still reckon she should get one. But why would they shoot that though?
Because they thought it was some sort of bomb, or it had some information on it.
That's pretty shit though. Getting your laptop.
They might have shot the hard drive to try and destroy whatever data they thought was, you know, like terrorist like.
Oh, okay, yeah, true. Yeah, I suppose
they might have thought she was an undercover news reporter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently the hard drive didn't get broke.
I guess they haven't heard of the bloody cloud. You know, she might have had some information on that, but who knows where she just uploaded it to.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty retardedly stupid thinking they're going to shoot her laptop in destroying whatever information she may hold, when really there is a thing called internet.
Yep.
You can back shit up, you dumbasses.
Yep. Or they could have just asked her to turn it on the laptop and showed them instead of...
Or else these guys that shot it were from some previous, you know, from the Stone Age, and they didn't know what it was or how to operate it, and they thought shooting it would make it come to life. You know, I don't know. Pretty retarded.
Yeah. All right, we'll end this podcast. Mike, what's your Twitter address, mate, so people can follow you on Twitter?
My Twitter address is The Roundup, as in The Roundup. I kind of just do... I used to do reviews of either websites or applications and stuff, I've just been kind of using that as my Twitter account.
All right, good stuff. Yep. And also, you do some YouTube videos too, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have an account on YouTube with the same name, so they kind of link together sometimes.
All right, cool. And what about you, Bo? What's your Twitter address, mate?
Mine's Aussie Tech Boy, and if you want to follow my videos that are pretty random on YouTube, because I deleted all my tech shit, you can go to, what is it, BD Sin Zero.
Yeah, that's about it, man. Bryce, is what's your address, Bryce, for your Twitter, mate?
Yeah, it's twitter.com/Bills57.
Yep, and mine is twitter.com/BradOz and also the Tech Webcast. And yesterday we had some giveaways that turned out pretty well. It was quite fun. Yeah, it was
That was bloody awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And congratulations to the winners. Who did we have as winners? Can we remember?
Okay, now, I mentioned two in my YouTube video, but I couldn't remember the rest of them.
Oh.
I forgot. But
and Bryce, I hope you... Oh, well, actually, I do know one of them, Sunny.
Yeah, Sunny. Yeah, I mentioned Sunny. And there was a Mr. Real Tutorials too.
Mike, what's your YouTube channel URL?
Just go youtube.com/TheRoundup and it should just auto find its way to my...
Oh, sweet, I'll give you a shout-out.
Yeah, man, no worries.
All right. Sounds good, mate. And Bryce, when's your next video coming out, mate?
Probably a couple of weeks, maybe. Right. A week or so.
All right, cool. Next week, we'll be doing a combined show.
Yep, no problem.
Yep. Hey, sweet. Maya's $10
another weekly edition of Blister Podcast. Blister57.com. .com.
It's your latest podcast. Better get this shit done. Better make it last. I got here, motherfucking Blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.